Yes, us. Welcome to the Kefi Life Podcast. My name is Kiki Vale, and I'll be your guide to creating a life of hola gala, all is well. Together, we'll get back to the basics, and we'll explore fresh new ways to flourish in mind, body, and soul the Greek way. You can look forward to interviews, stories, essential self-care strategies, recipes, and actionable takeaway hola gala moments. This is going to be so much fun. Let's get going. Pame! Alexi, for today is meli. Meli, or honey. Today, a quick recipe to help you feel better if you're under the weather with these changing temperatures. Take a clove of garlic and cut it up into tiny little pieces. Drop that garlic onto a tablespoon of meli or honey. Eat this twice a day until feeling better. Researchers found that combining meli with garlic has a strong antibacterial effect on the body. Meli, or honey. Keep it around the kitchen so you can keep your immune system in a healing pattern. Eleolado, olive oil, has been celebrated in the civilized world for millennia, nearly eternal. The oil of this fruit has been more than just food to the cultures of the Mediterranean region. It's been medicinal, ceremonial, sacramental, and the foundation of great wealth and power. It is safe to say that olive oil is the ethos, the essence of Greek culinary culture. Today, the priceless and life-giving ingredients of this liquid gold can be delivered to you when you purchase your premium bottle of Kefi Life Extra Virgin Olive Oil from the region my parents were born, the Peloponnese. The coveted Koroneki olive is extensively cultivated here in the southern part of Greece, which offers the unique microclimate needed to grow a fruit netting the utmost nutrient value for extra virgin olive oil. Kefi Life Extra Virgin Olive Oil, a boundless amount of value, high in antioxidants with anti-inflammatory properties, linked to good mood and improved mental health. Get your bottle of wellness today when you visit KefiLife.com. Yamas, you're listening to the Kefi Life Podcast, episode number 167, titled The Mediterranean Diet. Welcome back to my podcast, Kefi Life. And if you just found me, wow, thank you. I'm so thrilled to have you join the Kefi Life community. Let's bring you up to speed. These past few weeks and through the end of 2024, I have been sharing excerpts and reflections from the book that I'm writing. Let's just say I'm whetting your palate for the final product. This week, I happen to be working on chapter 4, The Mediterranean Diet. Love it. Side note, I'm going to be traveling to Greece this summer. So if I happen to meet someone I believe you would love to meet, I will break from schedule of my book, interview that person, upload it to the World Wide Web, to the podcast, and share it with you so that you can accompany me, so to speak, on my journey to Greece. This afternoon, though, or whatever time you're listening to this episode, we begin with an excerpt from my published book, The Cook Booklet, that I created in 2022. And it starts like this. Growing up the daughter of Greek immigrant parents, I always felt the aura and the flavors of our native Greece in our Midwestern home. The kitchen permeated the aroma of warm, fresh bread doused in extra virgin olive oil, along with traditional Mediterranean dishes that organically nourished my family and me. Innately, I knew that the food of Greece and the surrounding region was special, but it wasn't until later in life that I fully understood how home-cooked, fresh, nutritious, and delicious food influenced my mind, my body, and my soul. Thus began my journey to Kefi Life and the power of real food. Okay, real food. What exactly is that? Simple. Real food is considered to be all those foods that have not been industrially processed, or foods that have not had their natural qualities interfered with, or the quality of their consumption composition reduced. These are also called whole foods. They come from nature, plants, or animals. These are fruits, vegetables, beans, whole grains, nuts, seeds, bees' honey, dairy, eggs, meat, fish, and poultry. The food that nourishes us. U.S. News and World Report reveals that for the 2024 best diet, the Mediterranean diet is the healthiest and the best diet to eat and stay healthy and well. Other sources like the American Heart Association, Mayo Clinic, and cardiologists worldwide highly recommend the Mediterranean diet because of the known health benefits. Now, bonus here, this eating plan, it doesn't have a set calorie range or portion guideline, which is why it can fit almost anyone's needs. Let's go a little deeper. The Mediterranean diet is acknowledged by the United Nations body UNESCO as an intangible cultural heritage. The definition Mediterranean diet, I know you've heard it, it's some like all over the place, but the definition is established as a set of skills, knowledge, practice, and traditions ranging from the landscape to the table, including crops, harvesting, fishing, conservation, processing, preparation, and consumption of food. These traditional foods are the cornerstones for the healthy diet pattern that we discussed. I'd like to thank Dr. Adonia Trikopoulou, president of the Hellenic Health Foundation, for sharing that accreditation. Friend, it's always surprising to me when I meet someone who doesn't know which foods to add for an optimal Mediterranean lifestyle. So for this reason, please allow me to inform you. The 10 foods to add or include to your Mediterranean diet include, drumroll please, extra virgin olive oil. Who would have known it? Yes, and of course, Kefi Life Extra Virgin Olive Oil has the Koroniki olive containing the highest polyphenol, so we do highly recommend that. Next on the list is walnuts, followed by lentils, blueberries for brain health. Wild salmon is a healthy animal protein, which contains tons of omega-3s and omegas. Garlic for reduced cancer, risk of cancer. Oregano, of course, is an anti-inflammatory agent. And mushrooms for mental health boost. Can you imagine medicine from the earth? Yes, that's why I believe that this is the most fabulous diet. You're getting these medicinal properties from the food, from the earth, the Mediterranean diet. Conversely, now, here's what you're going to have to stay away from if you're going to eat the Mediterranean diet. And that includes processed foods, refined sugars, refined grains, trans fats. Trans fats, big buzzword in the news and all over. What are they? Here's some examples. Commercial baked goods like cookies, cakes, and pies that can sit on your shelf in a package for months on end. Then you've got refrigerated dough items like biscuits and rolls. Did you know that trans fats are in microwave popcorn? And so they are also existing in French fries, donuts, and fried chicken. You also want to avoid non-dairy creamer and stick margarine. So I'm certain that many of you listening today are excited by the Mediterranean diet because 3 years into my podcast, my interview with registered dietitian Elena Paravantes discussing her cookbook, Mediterranean Diet for Beginners, remains my number one downloaded and most popular episode to date. You're going to have to check it out. Maybe freshen up your memory here. Feel free to go back and listen to the interview that I did with her. It's episode number 60, Mediterranean Diet for Beginners, and it was released on April 20th of 2022. Elena shares Mediterranean recipes that are so delicious, but here's what's great, equally good for you. And one of my favorite recipes in her book, yes, I did buy it. I do support my fellow Greeks, but also I do support people with knowledge, making their knowledge, bringing it to the table. Very simply, one of my favorite recipes is the olive oil Greek yogurt brownies. Yes, made, of course, with Kefi Life Extra Virgin Olive Oil. Great endorsement there. Love it. Yummy! So much more to share with you in my upcoming book about the Mediterranean diet, including, of course, the benefits, which herbs are synonymous with the plan, and the all-important question on everyone's mind, always, for eternity, can you lose weight on this Mediterranean lifestyle pattern? Until the next episode of Kefi Life, check me out on Instagram at KefiLife_, LinkedIn at Kiki Vale, and on the World Wide Web at KefiLife.com. Hola, kala, kali sinekia, a good continuation to you and yours. Vilakia, kisses.
Kiki Vale is the founder of Kefi Life. She is passionate about whole person wellness and living a fulfilled life. Her Kefi Life podcast is created to simply and naturally help you harmonize the mind, body, and soul the Greek way. Visit KefiLife.com and check out Kiki Vale on LinkedIn and on Twitter. Join us again next time for more positive energy and inspiration on Kefi Life.